Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be special. Schus for Rabbi Marni Marash Yichyu. Schus Moshe Veshti Raiso Moshe Mordechai. Le Nishmas. Lea Bas Rabbi Yaakov. Ruvain Ben Yaakov Aaron. Levi Ben Rab Shmuel. Shami Ben Yosef. Avdav Yisrof Ben Akiva Yehuda. Perakhov Tes. Pasuk Yates. Parashas Nitzavim. V'haya b'shamo estivrei el ha'azal, v'sparach b'lavav ha'leymar, shalom yeli ki b'shur esli v'eilech o'man tzvos ha'rabes ha'tzmeya. And when he hears this curse, this oath, or this curse, and he's going to bless himself in his heart saying, it's going to be peaceful for me, I'm going to do whatever I want. As Rashi has it, Shogeg will then be added onto Mezid. Rava's Shogeg, person's doing without intention. And Smeh is Mezid with intention. He's thirsty to do the Avera. Taiba to do the Avera. So when the person hears this klala, he's going to say, and everything's going to be fine. I'll do whatever I want. Nothing's going to happen to me. We have to understand this pasuk. Yipashtei dekra mashma, shema shiten lo es hatikva. What's going to give him hope that he's going to have peace and he's going to be okay is because b'shrius libo elech. He's going to go with the whims of his heart. He's going to do whatever he wants. Wow. That's like a crazy narrative. I'm going to do it, everyone, and that's why everything's going to be fine. Why would somebody think such a crazy thing? Is that a reason he's going to be patur me'onish? Because he's going b'shrur as a lev? And it says in the end, man sos harobis at smeya. Rashi writes, l'fi shosif lo peroni osa ma sha'asa ad heinu b'shoge. V'si mavri aleim v'gori ma'ashiv shat sarif me'am meziv efer minu akor. V'shkosif rabbi perish Rashi danu shoge. And as Rashi says, I'm going to add on peronis. I'm waiting to until now. Until now, I would pass over the shogegs, and now I'm going to connect them to the mazes. So Rav is shogeg, but he does it like a drunk person. Wax shalomi das. And Smeir Rashi says that he does midas, he's misave. So Sahar, it's hard to understand. Shogeg is like an Adam Shikor. It's a mashal to a person who's drunk and he's satiated, he's saturated. And Smeya is that he has a taiva, he's doing it amazing. Why does the Torah tell us Mishalim? To speak this to Tabel Lanyan. Speak clearly. Say, I'll add on Shogeg to Mezid. Why this mashal of Ravitz at Smeya? Also, Choritz is Laman Svos. The lesson of Laman is Mashi Shiz Baruch Belavava. Shalom Yeli. Everything's going to be good. Ki Vashurus Libi Eilech. I'm going to do whatever I want in order to add Shogeg onto Mezid. Laman Svos Arabis Hatzmei. How does that pasuk read? He's going to bless himself in his heart saying, when he hears the curse, everything's going to be peaceful for me because I'm going to do whatever I want. In order to add shogeg onto mezid, pasuk it's not a sentence. There's no logical sequence in the sentence. We also have to understand lashon of svos, lashon of lahosif. What's lahosif? Why don't I just say you'll be punished? Al shogeg kemezid. What's the hisofa? And why is that an onesh? Since it'll be misbarach b'lavav leimar. Shalom Yeli, because of that, I'm going to add the shogeg onto the mezid. Ma kesha. Why would that be a punishment? Adding shogeg onto mezid. Because he says he's going to do whatever he wants. Also, it says, Vaya b'shamos divrei al azos. Rashi and the pasuk of Pen Yesh Bechem, Fikach ani tzrich lashbiachem. That's why I have to be mashbia you. I have to make you swear. Ramban says that without a shvua, then a person could say shalom yeli. But after you hear divrei Allah Zos, if a person says he's going to do whatever he wants, then what's going to happen is what it says in Yotes and Chaf. Lo yov Hashem sloach lo, ki az yesh anaf Hashem v'kenaso v'ishahu, v'rob tzabo kol ha'olah k'suva v'sefer hazeh, v'macha Hashem es shemo mitachas ha'shamayim, v'vdilo Hashem l'ra mikol shifte Yisrael, kol alos habrisa k'suva v'sefer ha'tayla hazeh. That if he says he's going to do whatever he wants after he hears the Allah, then God's going to get very angry. He's going to get the whole curse. His name's going to be erased. God's going to separate him for evil from all the Shvatim of Yisrael, like all of the punishments of the covenant that are written in this Sefer Torah. So the Chor, it's hard to understand. Without the Olos and the Klalos of Arvis Moav, there's no Onesh and Avodah Zarah. Only after this Olos there's an Onesh and Avodah Zarah. There should be an Onesh and Avodah Zarah. Even without these Olos. So why only after this Allah lo yov Hashem slav lo? It should be without the Allah. Advarim pluim. Now it says in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pen yesh b'chem isha v'isha v'mishpacha v'shevet asher l'vav v'pon ha'yom im Hashem alokenu, l'lechas lav v'raz eloi ha'goy ma'im. Pen yesh b'chem shorish por rosh v'lana. What does it mean? Pen yesh b'chem shorish par rosh v'lam. In addition to what it says, pen yesh b'chem isha risha. Asher levav upon ayam yom Hashem Elokeinu. Seems to be the same thing. It says you're going to fear from God, and then there's a bad root. There's a shorish par rosh v'lam. There's this bitter root inside of you. That Rashi says, "Shorish parosh v'lana magdilei siv mar, ki gidim shem marm klomer marfer mar v'Rashi v'kir v'chem." So it's going to be this bad asiv. That's going to be bitter. This bad grass that's going to be bitter. Meaning, that's what it means. Shorish para. Rosh Velana, that it's going to be Mafre o Marve, that's the Pore. It's going to be produce and increase wickedness in your midst. So that's the root that brings forth herbs, bitter as wormwood plants. That's this Asa Kigidim Shem, Begidim Shem Marim. So it's a root that brings forth herbs that are bitter, like a wormwood plant. Kigidim shein marim. In other words, blessed there be a man or woman or a family or a tribe that fruitfully produces and increases wickedness in your midst. That's Rashi. So that whole thing of increasing wickedness seems to be the same thing as a shelavava poneomi mishem elokeinu. You're turning away from God. So what's in this thing, the beginning of the pasuk and the end of the pasuk? What's the end of the pasuk adding? So says Moreno of Rabbeinu Zetzal, David, as follows. The yesod of the onshim and the alos that are miyuchadus la'am Yisrael achateyem is like it says in Amos 3:2. Rak eschem yadati mikol mishpachos ha'adama halked efkor aleichem is kol avonoseichem. I only know you from all the families of the earth, and therefore I remember your sins. That's what it says in the pasuk. V'krovaya kadesh, I will be sanctified with those close to me. Mechovis halavavus shayichad amaisa v'perakei. Because yadati is lashon chibur. Rak eschem yadati. I only know you from all the families of the earth. Therefore, I am going to remember upon you your sins, meaning I'm going to punish you for your sins because we're so close. Because yadati adam yada es chavishto. The name of avav chavivus ki yadati v'asher yitzav es panav es pesach. There's a special chibur between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. And that makes it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remember all of our sins. So lu yitzuyer, that there's a nituk me Hashem ayde asiyas hara. So if we disconnect ourselves from Hashem, we're like one of the Umas HaOlam. Let's say we can do a certain ra that disconnects us. As long as we're connected and we do ra, we're connected and we do ra, and we're going to get punished. Because rak eschem yadati mikol mishpuchos ha'adam. Al ken efkor alechem v'zvon aseichem. I only know you from all that. I'm connected to you. But if we do an avera that detaches us, that disconnects us, then we'll be like everybody else. We'll be like the goyim, and we won't be punished as severely. A person is comprised of a body upon which all of his deeds are dependent. And from Das, Sechel, and Tvuna, which is where his Hashkafos are, where it says Asher Levavo Poneh Hayom, your heart is turning away, that's Kilkul B'Das. Just all of his Anhagas and his Maisim are going to be straight in the eyes of God. He's a Kilkul B'Das. Mainly, he's still connected to God because he's still doing the right thing. But in addition to that, there's going to be Shorosh Parosh Velana. In other words, since this person desires to detach himself from Hashem, because his heart is turning away to serve idols, because he knows that it's not shy to be completely disconnected from Hashem, unless you do the wrong deeds. The very fact that he needs to go there, that's the ratzon of this Isha Isha. That he's pono levav oyom is a shorish parosh v'lana. That's going to be makakal as maisim, and that's going to bring to a detachment from Hashem. And then there's going to be no more yedativ, and then God's not going to punish him so severely for all of his sins. So it starts off with levav opone. That's a kilkul and hashkafa. And then that's going to be a sharish parosh v'lana. That's going to be a bitter root that his maisim are also going to be evil, and that's going to disconnect him from Hashem. And then he won't be punished for his sins so severely, because only Jews are. Gentiles are not punished as severely as Jews. Now we get the Pasuk Yitches. Pasuk Yitches says, V'yabu Hashem v'stivrei el azos v'sbarach v'lavav v'leimor. Shalom yelek ki b'shir esli b'yelech aman tzvos ha-rabes ha-tzmei. So this pasuk is coming to explain how often sh'ashor shel kilkul ha-das yavu lidei to'tzah shel kilkul ha-maisim. Shal yada yavu l'nitu kamuchlat sh'machamasu yomer sh'shalom yelo. This pasuk is coming to explain the way that the root of kilkul ha-das is going to bring to the outcome of kilkul ha-maisim, which is going to bring to the detachment for which a person's going to say, hey, shalom yelia, everything's going to be fine because I'm not connected to Hashem anymore. Ki b'shrius libi eilech. Yetzu lev adem la bram in uruf. Ho yetzu la mashavos libo rak rak kol hayom. So, he's going to follow his heart. He's going to follow his shrius halev. Shrius is lashon of srara, of rulership. The heart's going to rule over him. And his lev is ra, and memela, all of his maisim are going to be ra. So that's what's going to bring. First, he's going to have bad hashkafos. It's going to bring him to bad maisim. B'shrius libi elech. I'm going to follow my bad heart. I'm going to do all the maisim. And then I'm not going to be connected to Hashem anymore. And he can't punish me so severely. And in that it says, l'man tzvos ha'rabes ha'tzmeya. L'man. Is the reason. Shat, the reason he's going to want to go b'shrius libo elech is in order that tzvos ha'rabes ha'tzmeh. Rab is b'li das and tzmeh is b'das, like Rashi says, a shikr or not a shikr. A rab is a shikr, tzmeh is a non-shikr. So normally, there's no onesh al shogeg. There's no onesh an shogeg because it's done without das. Normally, there's no onesh an shogeg because it's done without das. And since the ikar of a person is his das, if it's against his das, so it's not going to be punished for this. But if his das, his maskin to the Maisa Aguf, agrees, so since his das is not against the Maisa Aguf, that's enough to make it considered Maisa Adam. And then there's an onish of Mezid. And this person wants to add on. Losev is harov, in other words, Maisa Aguf below Kesha Ladas. The Maisa Tzmeh of Maisa Adas. In other words, he wants to connect between the Maisa Aguf that are with das and the Maisa Aguf that are without das. So through this, there's going to be a kesher, a tseruf. Bein adas v'aguf b'kilko. And therefore he's going to be punished on shogeg like mezid. Because he wants to also do b'mezid. He wants to do with das, so that connects the das to his maisim, so therefore he's also going to be punished for the shogeg. And once there's going to be this connection, there's going to be a complete nituk. There's going to be a complete detachment from Hashem. Because now all of my deeds are connected to my das, as if they're connected to my das being done without Hashem. So that's a complete detachment from Hashem. I'm doing bidas neged Hashem. I'm using my intellect. I am volitionally going against God. And therefore, shalom yeli. So there's going to be no chibur that brings to onish. And this we can understand the Ramban. Ramban writes that Rav is an averish in Adam Misavila and Smei is an averish Adam Misavila. So we're talking about somebody who's Avodah Zarah. He has the type of Avodah Zarah. But other averish, he has no type. And he's willing to go up Yidarki Hashem. But if he does, then there's not going to be a complete detachment from Hashem. And it's not going to be Shalom Yelo with Avodas Avodah Zarah. Therefore, he's going to go B'Shrirus HaLev to give Shlita to the Yetzer Hara. He's going to give power to the Avodah Zarah. And he's going to do Maisim Raim even though he doesn't want to do them. So again, this is the way he's going to make his Nituk from Hashem. He's going to try to detach himself from Hashem. And therefore not be punished. That's why Shalom Yelo. Because he's going to do Averis that he's not summoned for, that he's not thirsting for. Together with Averis that he is thirsting for, and this way there's going to be a complete detachment. Look, he even does Averis that he doesn't even want to do, just to detach himself from Hashem. So that's why this person's saying Shalom Yeli. You know why he's saying Shalom Yeli? Because you only get punished so severely because you're connected to God. I only know you from the nations. I love you. I'm connected to you. And therefore, I've called Alechem Skol Vanasechem. That's why I'm going to punish you so severely for your sins. But he wants to detach himself from Hashem. He says, and that's why I'm not going to be punished. And he's doing this Laman Svil Saravas at Smeya. He's adding on. He's doing things b'meizah, just like he's doing them b'shogeg, in order to make sure there's a nituk. He's doing things he wants to do together with things he doesn't want to do, he doesn't have a serious interest in doing. He wants to be menatek himself, he wants to detach himself from Hashem. And once I'm detached, so he won't bother me anymore, I'm out of the program. I dropped out, I'm a dropout. And that's the beginning of the pasuk, Hashem levavo pone yomim Hashem. That's just an ashkafas. I'm in the Sharash Parosh Vilana, but it's going to be the root of bad deeds. And you wouldn't be punished so severely if not for this Allah, because it's telling you that only when you're completely detached. You wouldn't say it's Baruch B'Lavav Alem Rishalom Yili. You wouldn't say everything's going to be okay unless you detached yourself. That's what this parasha is saying. Don't do that. It's not going to help. It's not going to help. Lo yov Hashem slachu. You're going to try to take yourself. No, I'm not Jewish anymore. I resigned. I'm officially a goy. Garnish is gehelfen. Lo yazol klum. So hopefully we'll discuss this more in the next shiur. And There's a lot more to say, so maybe we'll talk about it next time. We should be zoche. But either way, that's the basic mahalach in this, according to this shir. And we still have lots more to talk about. So please stay tuned, and we will see continuing the flow of Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom.